Where's the camera?
No camera.
Oh. Oh, sound recorded.
Recorded. Sound recorded. Okay. So, I am recording the lecture, and it will be available tonight or tomorrow online, so you can listen to it. So, if you don't come to class someday, you can just listen to the lecture, and I also capture the notes that I put on the board. And so you can listen to the lecture and see the notes that I put on the board at any point when you want to. Okay, this is CIS 120. I'm Priscilla Grosser, and my website is www.pgrosser.net. My email is p.grosser@rcn.com, and my backup is pgrosser@gmax.com. That's a G. I would like you to send it always to pgrosser@rcn. I would also like you to send the backup in case we have a disaster, because my RCN account gets downloaded to my hard drive, so it's not available if something goes wrong with my hard drive. So I would like you to send it to the backup, okay? But I intend to never look at the backup, because I intend not to have any problems. Okay, so in other words, don't just send it to the backup or I'll never know you sent me anything. Okay, send it to the p.grosser@rcn.com. Okay, so now I am taking a picture of that screen. So that will be part of the notes that will go up, and you'll see this on the notes. Okay, so now what you want to do is go into, this course is CIS 120/17, means that this course used to be CIS 17. Some of the handouts just don't change, and they will say CIS 17. And so I call it 120/17 so that you will remember that when you see notes with CIS 17 on them, you're reading the right notes. Okay, it's for the right course, but I don't go in and modify them if they are standard stuff that doesn't have to be changed. Okay, so this is my website. Okay, the weekly schedule is the main thing that takes up the pages here, and essentially what I've got here is what I want you to do this week. At the top, I put my availability, so that you can know when I'm around and when you can see me. I also have my schedule for regular office hours and that sort of thing here under my schedule, on the home page under my schedule, so you can go there as well. Okay? So if I go here, I have a schedule. I run labs. This week I'm going to be helping at 2 o'clock today and 1:45 on Thursday. And I don't know what room it's going to be in, because rooms haven't been straightened out yet. Although if you can't find me, I'll be in my office. We have a supplementary instructor for this class, and it's Pat sitting over there. And Pat is also going to have a bunch of hours when people can go and get help, and he's going to be available to help with the course and to help if you have problems. This week you're available.
I think it's 11 to 3 on Thursday.
Yep.
And then 9 to 11 on Friday.
Okay.
Again, the room stuff, if it's not in here, I'll be in the computer lab, the main computer lab, so where the help desk is.
Okay. So basically, you can ask if the help... Oh, goody. That hasn't happened yet today. That's my first.
I thought someone was about to get wet.
No, it's just our really, really good air conditioning. So anyway, Pat is going to be available, and you can go if you have problems with anything that I go over. Pat is going to be available for help. Now, the sad truth is a third of you will not pass this course, okay? There will be a third of you that won't pass. And the reason is that you don't do the homework, okay? I give lots of homework. If you do the homework, you'll pass the course probably. But if you don't do the homework, you don't. Because if you look at my syllabus, which is on this page, 80% of your grade, there it is, 80% of your grade is based on homework. So if you don't do the homework, 80% of your grade is down the tubes. And that means you can't pass the course. Okay? Now, when I do homework, when you pass in homework to me, if it is not correct, or mostly correct, I will make comments on it and pass it back to you and ask you to fix and resubmit. Okay, now, my goal here is I want you to learn this stuff. Passing in a homework that's not correct and isn't right isn't going to help you to learn this stuff. Going back and fixing it and then resubmitting it and working on it till you get it right is going to fix it. So if you pass in a homework and I send it back to you and ask you to fix and resubmit, there's no grade in my book. I haven't put a grade in the book. You need to fix it and send it back to me. And if you and I need to go back 3 or 4 times, that's what we need to do. But I need you to understand this material. This is a basic course that almost all of our computer courses in some way build on. And so it is critical that you understand some of the basics that are going on here. So, therefore, if you get behind, you are going to be in trouble. I accept late homework. I don't penalize late homework, except the next 10% here is for being a responsible human being. So, if your homework is chronically late, if I get all of the homework in December, I will accept it and I will grade it, but I will subtract the 10% for being a responsible person because clearly you weren't. Okay, so therefore, this is where the late problem shows up. But I will take homework, I will take it late, I will correct it and all that good stuff. But if you want to be on time, you have to be, yes.
I just wanted to say, too, if you wait till the very end, it's like a million times better. Like, it's ridiculous. I had last semester with her, there was a few students who would be like, oh, I'm just going to get it done, no big deal, right at the end of the year. And holy moly, they were sweating, like, around finals time.
And most of them didn't get it done.
No, I bet not.
No, the thing is, we're going to start out. I cover a lot of topics. We move fast, and I give oodles of homework, okay? So understand that. Because the homework I give is practical homework. I don't give a lot of true-false homework. I don't give a lot of that kind of homework. It's doing stuff. Like your first homework assignment is going to be to put up a web page, okay? So you're going to learn to write HTML, and you're going to put up a web page. Your second homework is going to be putting up a database, making a database and using a database. So the homework I give tends to be practical, do-it kind of homework. And if you don't do it, then you haven't learned it. Because most of us learn by doing. And number two, and if you wait until the explanation of it, okay, I explain it in September, you do it in November, you're not going to remember a thing that I said. And so, therefore, it's going to take 10 times longer to do it because you're going to have to go look it up again. So that's why staying on top of stuff is important. And we have the support network of Pat and I, and hopefully that will work. Final is 10%, now that I finished the numbers. So the final is 10% of your grade. This is a student option course, which means it can be taken online, in class, or a mix and match. partially in class, partially online. There are actually 30 or 31 of you in this class, and it doesn't look like all the seats are full, so some people are probably already decided to take it online. It can be taken online. The final is online. Everything is online. So the class can be taken online if you choose to. Okay, student option means it's your option how you take it, whether you take it in class, online, or whether you take a little of each. Okay. Let me think what else I'm supposed to say. Okay, that's the syllabus. Site resources. You have a textbook. It's a thin textbook. I will give quizzes periodically on the textbook, and sometimes they will also go over what I went in class. Quizzes are due in 3 days. I don't take late quizzes. They don't count for that much. They're just a grade. But they don't count anywhere near as much as the homework does. But I don't take late quizzes. I do take, as I said, late homework. I don't take late quizzes. Homework is due the Thursday after it is assigned. So any homework I do is assigned this week is due next Thursday. Not this coming Thursday, the following Thursday, the 11th. Okay, so it's always due by midnight on Thursday. That's when homework is due. So the homework on 1 week is due the following week by Thursday at midnight. Okay, so that means I will finish the work on 1 week and you have the next week to do it, basically. Okay, so that's that, and that I will take late, but it is due that day. And I do keep track of whether homework is late or not. As I said, I don't subtract it from the homework. I subtract from the responsible student part. Okay, site resources. These are the areas that you will give you help in the practical things we're doing. There are notes and handouts. There's not an awful lot there. There are examples. There are programs. There are PowerPoint presentations on some topics. So the first thing we're doing is HTML. There's nothing under notes and handouts, I don't think, on that. But there's a lot of things under examples. When you go in and use my resources, you should just basically stick to the topic that I'm currently going over. If you start looking at all my resources, have a good time sometime, but save that for the summer. And stick to what I'm covering currently when you're going into the resources. The next topic will be access, and you'll come down here and look at the access things. And then there's programs, and those have a lot of different things, but again, not HTML. Presentations is one presentation on HTML. So if you're having problems with it, that would be a good thing to look at. Smart board presentations are where I will put up the things I am capturing. So you can see this says Lectures and Notes, Spring 2014. Here is the topic, and I put the date in. So that was the date that that lecture happened and the topic that it was on. So you can go back and look, and they all say accompanying audio. And if you go down under audio, there are the lectures. So if you're not here, the ideal thing to do would be to bring up the SmartBoard presentation, bring up the audio, and listen to it as you click through the SmartBoard. Now, that's going to take a little practice. I don't capture them together because more people just want the SmartBoard notes that I put on the board. Because if they're in class, they don't want to have to listen to the whole audio. They just want the SmartBoard notes. So that's why I capture them separately. Okay. Down below, weekly schedule is the same as what's over here. Assignment summary gives you a summarization of what the assignment is. So this week, there are two assignments. There's a survey, and there is an HTML page to introduce yourself. This gives you none of the details. But if you go back over to the page and you click on HTML page to introduce yourself, it will open a Microsoft document and that will give you the assignment. So that will be the assignment. Okay, so we'll open the page and you'll get the assignment there. Okay? Questions? Yeah.
The book, do you want us to read it, all of it, or just...
Eventually. Right. And I'll assign it one chapter at a time.
All right.
I don't usually assign anything the first week because people are late getting the book lots of times.
Right, okay.
Okay, but I will put it on the weekly schedule when I want you to read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the HTML page, do we email that to you?
Yes. Okay. All homework gets sent to me as an email, as an attachment on an email. Okay? If anybody has problems doing that, that's something to see Pat or I about. He can show you or I can show you how to do an attachment. But all homework should be sent to me as an email attachment.
The book actually comes with some good videos. Like if you go to the publication website, if you have any like issues with a chapter, just go over some subjects that are particular to that chapter. Check it out. I recommend it. Helped me out when I first looked at this class. So.
Very good. Okay. Any other questions? I know I'm not that clear. I have delivered this opening set of remarks three times so far, and I noticed it takes a little less time each time. So therefore, I must be forgetting something or talking fast. So if you have questions, please ask. That's your job.
I have a question about the book. What's right in this copy? I'm still using it for this process. I think it's just like, go to this website. Yeah.
Is the website in the book?
Yeah. It's a publication name, Cengage. And it's actually, there's a little section in where it says how to download it and whatnot. So,
okay, anybody else got questions? That means everything I said was clear. Nah. Think about it. Questions? Yeah.
So if we're sick one day, we can just go to the online class?
Pardon me?
If we're sick one day, we can't.
Yeah, you can just, you can just take the class online. The audio and the smart board are usually up by the next day. Sometimes I have a better offer and they don't go up for 2 days or something, but usually they're up the next day. Okay? Yeah.
If we choose to not come in, do we have to notify you?
Nope.
Okay.
In fact, please don't. Yeah, no, it's totally student option. It's totally your choice.
Will that factor in that 10%?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Because, again, I'm looking for responsiveness and, you know, getting emails from you and all of that good stuff. What I should have said, and I didn't the other class, but I'll say it in your class, is I would like an email once a week if you're taking the class. Mainly so that I know you still exist. Now, if you're passing on a homework, which you have to do once a week, then that takes care of it. We're all set. But if you're not passing in a homework, I still want an email telling me that you exist. Because in about 3 weeks, I've got to turn in a roster of who's really taking the class. Well, if I haven't heard from you, then I guess I don't think you're really taking the class. So I want to hear from you once a week. Okay? And again, if it's an assignment, okay guys, my turn. If it's an assignment that you're sending, that's fine. Did you have a question?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a question. Do we use our BCC emails to email you all this?
Anything. I don't care. All right. And you email it to my p.grosser@rcn, And basically, I hit reply to whatever you email you used. So you're going to get a response back to the email that you sent it to me. Now, general announcements I send out to whatever email you told the school you wanted used. When I go to the roster for this class, there is a list of emails. Some of them are BCC emails, some of them are totally un-BCC emails. And I basically just use those. So, you know, if that's not what you want, you need to talk to the registrar about fixing it. Because I'm using whatever the school provided me when I send out general announcements. Like this weekend, I sent out one to you giving you my username and password. And hopefully you got it. Yes, no, maybe? Okay. How many got an email from me this weekend? Okay, that's about, what, two-thirds maybe? Okay, I did send you all an email. So it went to some email account that you at some point told the school about. Okay? Whatever. Okay, questions more? All right, then we're going to set HTML. If you already know HTML, then you can happily provide help for the people sitting near you. Okay, so we're going to start learning HTML and learning how to develop a web page. If you go to my site, we are going to click on my first example, which is HTML5 intro. By the way, I'm going to have you write a web page in a little while. It is my recommendation that you bring a flash drive to class, so that you can save anything you do in class on the flash drive. If you don't, the T drive is the only drive you should save on. If you save on the T drive and the computer goes off and gets turned back on again, it will still be there. If you save on the C drive and the computer goes off and comes back on again, it's not going to be there. So, save on the T drive if you possibly can. Or, as I said, actually a flash drive is preferable. So I'm clicking on HTML5 intro. Now I'm using Firefox. You can use whatever browser you want, but I will tend to use Firefox most of the time. Habit. So now I am going to do a right click and click on View Page Source. And when I click on View Page Source, it shows me the code that was written to make that page. Okay, so I clicked on my example. When it came up, I right-clicked and chose View Page Source. And that showed me the code that generated the page. Okay, the code is HTML. So, we're going to look at the HTML. The things enclosed in the less than and greater than signs are tags. And HTML basically has a bunch of tags that tell the browser what to do. Okay? Now, the first one, this doctype HTML, is a copy and paste. Essentially, what that does is it tells the browser that you're using HTML5, which is the latest version of HTML.
You write it in.
The doctype HTML you write, yeah. And essentially, if you don't put that there, it will still work. It will just use a kind of generic version of HTML. Okay? For our purposes, you really don't care that much. But it's good to get in the habit of doing that. And once you get into you doing more advanced stuff in HTML in other courses, you'll want to have that there. Then the next tag simply says HTML. That's telling you you're in HTML. The next tag says head. Now there's a HTML page is made up of two parts, a head and a body. The head gives information. The body tells what's going to be shown on the page. And the page is from the end of the bars at the top to the beginning of the bars at the bottom. That's the page. And everything in the body is going to be part of what is displayed on the page. So, first I have the head. And the only thing I have in the head today is the title. And the title says introduction. And notice the word way up at the top, introduction, that's the title. Okay, that's the title of this page. So, this is the close of the head, the close title and close head. Now, title tag opened it. Putting a slash in front is the close. So now I'm closing the title. Putting the slash in the front of the head closes the head. So now the head is done. So you open with just the tag, and when you close, you put a slash in to close. Okay? Now I'm moving into the body. So I open the body, and I'm putting in a paragraph, and I do that with the P tag. So the P tag creates a paragraph, and I close the P tag over here. The P tag works like a paragraph that you see in a book. You know how when you read a book, between paragraphs there's usually a blank line? That's how the paragraph works. It leaves a blank line between paragraphs. So if I had multiple paragraphs up there, I would get a blank line in between them. There is another thing that you can use instead of the P, which is a DIV, for division. And that works basically the same as a paragraph, except that it doesn't leave a blank line after the paragraph. It just puts up whatever comes next. So it doesn't automatically leave a blank line. The other tag that I want to talk about is a BR. BR is break, which means it is exactly the same as hitting the enter key on your keyboard. It makes a break. Okay, so the BR does a break. Now, almost everything we've looked at so far has had an open and a close. The body opens, the body closes. HTML opens, HTML closes. Title opens, title closes. The BR doesn't have a close. It's just that. It's a break. It doesn't have a close. It's just a break. Okay? So I am breaking, and therefore I will move down another line. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to capture this code, and I suggest you do it with me if you would like. I'm going to capture this code, and I'm going to say copy, and I'm going to open Notepad. I could also open Notepad++, and I'm going to paste it into Notepad. So I took that code, and I copied and pasted it into Notepad. Notepad is where you're going to write your code. Your code has to be written in a text editor. Now, Notepad is a text editor, Notepad++ is a text editor. Word is not a text editor, so you can't write it in Word, because Word tends to fix things for you, okay? And throw in lines, and throw in this, this, and that's, and that messes up the HTML. So you have to use a text editor. There's a load of text editors out there. A lot of them cost money. Notepad and Notepad++ are free text editors. So that's basically what you use. Okay, so I am putting this into Notepad. Now I am going to save it. So I'm going to say file, save as, and I'm going to call this myintro.html. So I've given it a name and I'm saving it. myintro.html. Now down below here it says save as type, and it expects me to save it as a text because it's in Notepad. I don't want to save it as text. I want to save it with the .html extension. So I changed that to all files. So now I'm going to be saving myintro.html. Okay? So I am going to click on the save, and it has now saved it. Okay? Now I'm going to change it. So I'm going to put a BR in right here. I'm putting a BR in after the word introduction before the word to. But you can put a BR any place you want to. I'm just throwing the BR in there. And so since I changed it, I'm going to do a file save. Now I'm going to go over to my browser and I'm going to do file, open file, and I'm picking myintro.html, and there it is. And if I do a view page source, there is the page source, and you can see my BR in there. And my BR caused it to move down another line.
Okay.
It's probably under assessment. Any problems? If you have a flash drive, you should save it on the flash drive. Nope. If not, you should save it on the
T-drive. It just opens up a different
name. Oh, the other one, sorry.
Out of your pillbox.
And it keeps it safe,
right? Intro.html. So click on.
Okay, did everybody get that?
That's
what
we're
going
to do. So I if you want to change it up, you go back to that one, change this up, save it, and then you can go back to the other one. Unless you have to click on the plus, you know what I mean? You fix it with the notepad.
Okay, if you're having a problem, ask.
And you can just open it up with the HTML and double click on that final one.
Oh,
So, for something that was closed, and then something that was closed for a while.
What does she want? She wants the code. Because then she can open up the code.
Okay, now I'm going to say that. I'm going to do a save as so it comes up. And I put the name that I wanted to save the first time through. Now I've already got it, so I just want to respond and save that. And I am taking this save as type and making it all files. Because it defaults to text. Now, usually it does just fine, even if you leave the text there and it saves it as HTML. But once in a while, it gets persnickety. Old ones used to get worse. And so it's always safe to make it all files. So then I click on Save. And I've saved it with a .html extension. .htm works as well, but most people put the HTML. They don't leave off the L. So if I save this, okay, the other thing that you should not do is you should not use embedded spaces when you name a file. My curse on Microsoft was allowing spaces to be in the names of things, because Microsoft started that. Okay, prior to that, spaces were not allowed when you name something. And in fact, there's a lot of languages and a lot of things you do that don't allow spaces. So it is just a good habit to break. Okay, switch cases. Use underscores if you want to make separators, but don't put spaces in names. So notice I called it my intro. I could have changed the I to a capital that made it clear that it was two words. A lot of people do that, my and then the capital I, but no spaces. Will it work? Yes. Later on, we'll get into some stuff where it won't work. But it will work, but it's just a good habit to break. So, I am clicking on the save, and I've saved it. It already exists. Do I want to replace it? Yes. So now I come over here to File, Open File, and if it wasn't sitting right there, I'd have to browse to find it. Okay, I'd have to look up here and get the right drive and everything to find it. But it happens to be sitting right here, so I can just click on it. Okay? So I click on it, and it is now open. So I now have my page. And if I do a view page source, I can see the code. Okay? So view page source lets me see the code that I've just written. Now, when I'm working with HTML, I keep Notepad open so that I can go in and keep making changes if I want to. So let's say I want to add another paragraph down here. Hello world. I can put in another paragraph and close the paragraph. Okay, so I've just added another paragraph. And my paragraph is P, tag, hello world, and a close P, tag. Then I can say file save. And then I can come over here, since it's the same page, and simply do a refresh. And there's my hello world. Okay, so if I now look at the source for that, I am seeing that hello world added in. So when I'm working with HTML, I keep my browser open, I keep my Notepad open, and then I can go back and forth between them. Fix it in my Notepad, check it out in the browser. Fix it in Notepad, check it out in the browser. And just keep going back and forth between them. Or Notepad++. Okay, I'm going to look at the next example. So I'm going back to my page and I'm picking HTML5 list. And here is my source. So, what I've got here is I want to make a list. And notice, first of all, I start out with a paragraph and then I put two VRs here, which which meant go down and then go down again. It's like hitting the enter twice. And then I put in some more code, and then I find the end of the paragraph. Okay, so the paragraph has kind of got two lines with some code in between. Now I am going to come down here and I'm making an OL. OL stands for ordered list. Okay, ordered list means that if I look over here at my list, it's got 1, 2, 3. That's an ordered list. 1, 2, 3. Then I wrote something and then I put a UL. UL is unordered list. So over here I have the dots or bullets. Okay, so I have unordered list gets me the dots or the bullets. Ordered list gets me the numbers. Now, if you get heavily into HTML, you can figure out ways to make it give you ABC instead of 1, 2, 3, but we're not going there. Okay, so now within the ordered list is the OL, is the close OL. Within it, I've got LIs for list item. Those are the items within my list. And those are my 1, 2, 3 list items because I listed 3 items. Okay? So those are my list items. 1, 2, 3, list those items. Then I put in a line and then I went down and did an unordered list. So again, UL is unordered list. OL is ordered list, and LI is list item, an item in my list, okay? Questions? Okay, what I want you to do is a page like this. Only I want you to start from scratch, and I want you to do it. There's one other thing I forgot to mention, and I want to mention. So, I'm going to go back to that original one that I had here. If I want a whole lot of spaces, I'm going to put a whole lot of spaces in there. Okay, so I put a whole lot of spaces in. I'm doing a file save, and I'm going to open it. Wait a minute, where did I put the list spaces? I put the spaces after the two. Okay, notice, I put them after the two. Notice, it said that's lovely, forget it, I'm not giving you the spaces. It gives you one space and one only. You can try very hard to get a lot of spaces and it ignores you. It gives you one space and one space only. If you really care, you can get, and I'm not caring enough to get that many spaces, but if I really care, I can put NBSP semicolon, ampersand NBSP semicolon, ampersand NBSP semicolon, ampersand NBSP semicolon, and then save this. And now if I run it, notice I get a bunch of spaces. And I got a bunch of spaces because I put in those NBSPs. So if I really want spaces, I have to use, now it's decided I can't write. 5 minutes, 2 minutes ago I could write. NBSP. Okay. If I click on that, there was something I could write on. Oh, that's okay, because I got it in here. I got it.
All right, cool. Sure.
I remembered what I did last spring. You have to click up in there. If it's not writing, I remembered. So, we are going to go back to the one that I was looking at here and bring up the source code, because this is the one that I want you to try to write. Okay? So I want you to open up Notepad or Notepad++. Don't copy and paste. Write something similar to this, but not exactly this. Just write something similar. Save it, and then open it in a browser so that you can give it a try and make sure you're comfortable with this.
Wow, how do you open it in a browser?
Just do a file, open file. You just come over here and do a file, open file. And then you have to find it.
Windows Explorer. Yeah, you're in. No, file? No, you are in Windows Explorer. Sorry.
But it's
still
the
same thing. You can do file right here.
It's more complicated.
It just looks dumb. Hit browse. And you can find that file and put it in.
I'm going to suggest.
I'm
going to suggest if you get lost easily that you use Firefox.
Way better.
Because I'm using Firefox.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be, you're going to be better off if you're in sync with me.
Less steps too.
Huh?
Less steps too.
Less steps. Yeah. Firefox is easy to use. Now a lot of you like Chrome, and that's fine. But if you're lost and you want to follow along with me, it's better to do the same browser I'm doing.
It's way better than Internet Explorer. But yeah, it definitely
I'm gonna do that onto Notepad.
I think it's just running sluggish, the internet.
What is?
I think the internet's run sluggish.
Okay.
So just close out of that. Oh yeah, you can do that too. That works.
Okay. So my page.
Just close that down.
Now.
Yeah,
never mind. Go to this one here.
Yeah.
And just do it there. Try that out.
Tab. It could be just because of the atoms.
The worst. Red mind.
There you go.
I agree.
And the second one.
Space.
There you go. And that is what you need to just open up. It's down here. Yes. No, you don't have to do that. No.
We'll see.
If we
Go to the C++. Notepad plus. And you just pretty much put in something like that. Put in a list, make a list.
I wanted to get that list up on here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right click on this page right here.
Yeah,
view source. That's what it is. View page source. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's different.
Yeah.
Because on Internet Explorer, it would be edit select all view source, right?
I suppose. I don't use it.
Yeah.
It's not a good Explorer to browse.
No, I'm not going to. Trust me, I want to keep it as simple as I can.
Yeah.
Now, so am I supposed to write that dot type or I don't care?
Yep, because that's actually, that means.
Thank you.
It's HTML5.
And the caps and stuff?
Yep. That top part, yes. And then just, and then go away and try to do the.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so now.
Experiment.
Anybody else? What you have to do is copy and paste that in the
You could put like your grocery list, you could put whatever the heck you want. Have fun and just experiment a little bit if you want. Like make them capitalize or forget to put some at the end of it. See how it does.
Wait a second.
You name it, you can call it name, you can call it file.
Call something like,
So you're still lost?
No,
I'm better.
Good.
Experience, that's what the call
is
for. Alright.
Thanks for
asking.
Good.
Still untitled.
You call it Mommy Wanna See Them?
No.
So, you just put that
I just want you to experiment and do this stuff.
Okay.
Just basically wants you to play. Are you already new HTML?
No. I pick things up like this.
Good. The things you pick up match what you're majoring in.
I would try to stay homesick every once in a while.
So my mom would be like, you're school.
I'll do this.
I stand by the World of Warcraft. I think it's the best episode of all.
don't want to see my head. Something's wrong with my head. I just want to look at my head. Something's wrong with my body. I just want to look at my head. Oh, this list is wrong.
You're right.
Is that actually open up the internet?
You gotta have a, like a fresh board game, you know?
Okay, make something similar to that, and you can, like, just work with it for whatever the heck you want it. You can put, like, start typing. Like, make a list. Try to make a list.
I killed a little bit.
You can start looking at the assignment. You don't know everything you need to do that, but you need to know it's not. Do you know HTML already? No?
Okay. Six is option five before nine. Oh, six is the one after one. And then the image it displays.
Yeah. accept it sometimes.
And then see this body down here.
You have to go in and stop that.
That's just in the body, so friends. That's the only mask we have.
Has everybody got something working? Okay, I'm going to quickly look at one more thing and then we'll be done. And actually, I'm just going to start looking at this and we'll look at it a little bit more on Thursday. This is linking. So if I write a page, obviously I need to be able to link to other pages. Okay? Now, I have got two links here. Another page and new page. Another page really links to someplace else. New page actually brings up on bizarre looking error screen of mine. So it doesn't work. The reason is that there is no page called newpage.html. There is a page called anotherpage.html. So that one works, that one doesn't work. Now, what I do when I want to do a link is I write an A anchor. Notice the beginning of the tag A. Here's the end of the A over here. And inside it, I wrote H reference equals, and I wrote the page that I want to link to. Now notice I am just writing a page. So that page has to be stored where? It has to be stored in the same directory as my current page. Because I'm not telling it any address information, I'm just saying, show me another page. Well, where's it gonna look? It's gonna look in the current directory. And if it's not there, it's gonna say, can't show you anything, okay? So another page.html will bring up another page, this one won't. So when I write this, I write A, H reference equals, and I write the name of the page. Then I close the A. Then I write the words that I want to appear on the screen. And notice the words say another page. And because I said H reference, it knows that this is a link. And so it makes it blue and underlines it, like links are. Then I say, okay, here's the A tag being closed and a BR where I go down to the next one. So I am linking to another page in the same directory. If I want to link to a page in a different directory, I've got to give more address information. I've got to tell it where to find the page. So I've got to give a partial address to go to another directory, or I've got to give a whole address. Lots of times what people put in there is an HTTP address. The same address you see up at the top, they write http://, and write the address. So if I wanted to go to my page, I'd put my whole web page right in there, and it would go to my web page. But when I only put the name of a page, that page has got to be in my directory. So this is how you do a link, okay? And we will come back and look at this a little bit more on Thursday, and we will also look at some other things on Thursday, and then you can do the homework. So, I am done for now. If you have questions, please stay and ask the questions, because we got a few more minutes. No other class starts in here till 2, so I know we can stay until then at least. So, if you have questions, please stay.
I'm here till 3 too, so if you guys need help.
And have you checked the schedule outside the lab?
I have 2 hours.
I meant to look. There's a schedule right on the door.
So
on the wall, rather.
Okay. I remember how to do this
now. It's coming back, huh?
It's coming back.
Leave them on, leave the computers on.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Okay.
So if I went like home to my home computer and didn't plug in my flash drive or anything and just typed in this web address, would it come up? Oh, you have to have a flash drive.
Well, you have to have would yours come up, you mean?
Right. Yeah.
The only way it would come up is if you go in and find it on your flash drive.
What?
Hi, John. Guess what I changed?
Let me just double check to see if the class will go on at the same time.
Oh, I know. I mean, from last time.
11:03
Well, except that you're going to be in here starting at 11. We should not have told them that.
Yeah. Oh, I said if it didn't work, I'd be in the other lab.
Right. But you're going to be in here, and we have a class at 11.
11 on Thursday.
Yeah. The one you came to today.
Yeah, you're right. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
So it would be whatever it is.
It's going to be 2:45 to 3. I wasn't thinking. I didn't grab it, and you didn't either.
Yeah, no.
Send me the list. Good heavens. Send me the list, and I will post it up at my website, okay? So that people will know.
The times of when I'm going to be at.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'll post it on the website. You gotta go home and make a web page?
I think I actually do that. At least we're showing
off HTML. Yeah,
It's T.Grossa if you want to.
P.Grossa.
People
have
to not be on your.
You got it.
P.Grossa@rcn.com.
Oh, okay. And then the backup one you don't have.
Well, I just keep it on my actual server.
GMX.
I
sent it to you in an email.
GMX.
GMX.